continuing with the halachas of Magid, the Ran points out that the mitzvah of Rabbi Gamliel, which said that if you do not say these three things, you're not yotzei, doesn't mean you're not yotzei at all. It means you're not yotzei the mitzvah in a mufkar. You're not doing it in the preferred way. You definitely are yotzei the mitzvah. This mitzvah, one of the questions which comes up many times is, I'm sitting by a Seder table with a grandfather who's leading the Seder, and the fathers are not giving over the story to their children. So do the fathers, can the fathers be yotzei their mitzvah of giving over the story to their children by allowing the grandfather to say the story and they themselves not actually contributing to the story? So this is actually Machlokes. If Shlomo Zalman held you would be yotzei. The main mitzvah is that your children should be hearing the story, and you have to arrange that and take care of that, and that you've done. There's others who disagree and suggest that that person should, at least some point during the Sipur, begin giving over some of the story themselves directly to the children. Based on what we were saying yesterday, before from Shlomo Zalman, that Avraham Avinu is the primary message which we must give over Minoraisa, so a person would want to say that part at least to their children as well. Women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sibir and Zayim, just like men are. So even if a woman's going to be stepping out, taking care of a child, or taking care of arranging the food, etc., she has to be present for a minimal amount of the Haggadah. So So Avraham Avinu should be said that this is the Ikar Chiyuv. Then we add Rabbi Gamliel, and the from there really through the second Kais, which is that the Chiyuv is to come from Becholt over there. A person sees himself Kili Yotzei Mitzrayim, Ficha Anat Chayavim. Therefore, we feel this necessity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we're going to say the Hallel, and we say the Hallel, and we say Baruch HaTor Hashem, the Baruch HaVasher Golanu, V'Goel HaVaseinu, and Baruch HaTor Hashem Goel Yisrael. So we've, that's part of the Chiyuv of Hallel, and the woman would be chayav that as well. We'd also want the woman to be present for the Ten Malkus. The Ten Malkus were one of the primary elements how HaKadosh Baruch Hu got his message across to Paro and to Klal Yisrael, the lessons of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we need the woman to be there, preferably during the Ten Malkus as well. Now, it doesn't mean the Ten Malkus is just saying Dam Tzvei Akinim. It means, like we said before, expounding and explaining and bringing out what the miracles are and how the miracles work, etc. When we get to the end of Magid, we're holding by the last stage of Magid, which goes from Becholdar Vador Chayv Adam Lirus Atzmoy, and we say that the person feels as if he himself left Mitzrayim. Then we say the Fika. Therefore, if we've felt this stage of feeling, we feel a responsibility to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu and thank him. And they're going to say Hallel for that. And then we say Hallel. And then after saying Hallel, we say the first two paragraphs of Hallel, and then we make a bracha of Asher Golanu. So from Asher Golanu till the drinking of the second kais, a person should not interrupt. And the truth is, a person should not interrupt from the Haggadah going into this last stage as well. That this is the flow. Anything which is part of this, the Tzarech HaTzipur is acceptable. But going from the Haggadah into these paragraphs is saying, based on what we've said, Lefikol Hanachta Chayavim, etc. There's a question, when is the proper time to pick up the kais and hold the kais through the Bracha B'Asher Golanu? Is it Dafka? So we do cover the matzahs and hold the Christ for the paragraph of the Fikach, and we do the same thing for the Bracha B'Asher Golanu. The question is the two paragraphs of Hallel. So normally we say Shira said Alakos. So we would logic would say that we should be saying Shira, we're saying Hallel. It should be said Alakos, which means that we will cover the Kais, and by doing so we cover the matzahs. Anytime we're holding, I'm saying we pick up the Kais, and whenever we pick up the Kais, we cover the matzahs. However, since we said before, the Rashi says that you say lechem oni, the lechem oni is we say the varm harbe on the lechem, it's referring to Agoda and Hallel. So maybe the argument should be that the Hallel should be said with the matzahs uncovered and the kais therefore not in your hands. So they're both menhagim are brought down. The Torah's mashma that the person would pick up the kais by the paragraph of Lefikach, and then say the two paragraphs of Hallel, and then the bracha of Shergalon, holding the kais the whole time.